B-Pod Studios.
Waking you up. It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
The Facebook question of the day. What is it, Melissa?
It is, what is something you're addicted to that is perfectly legal?
Something you're addicted to.
Yes.
That's perfectly legal. So 833-973-0969 is the phone number if you want to call in. Give us some examples.
Okay, let's see. We have a lot of like lip gloss, chapstick. Delaney said pimple popping.
Pimple, okay.
That's a good one.
My wife is addicted to cleaning my ears out. She loves doing that.
Ew.
She loves it. Loves it. Like, we'll be in the bathroom. You know, whatever. I'm brushing my teeth or something. And all of a sudden, like, we're just having a conversation. Then I feel all of a sudden her grabbing the Q-tip and going in and digging it out. It's a beautiful thing. I think if something happened with us, the relationship, I'm not going to know how to clean my ears. Haven't done it in years.
Carla said post-it notes. Tamara making lists, like shopping lists, stuff like that. And people are agreeing with her on that, which I thought was weird. A lot of iced coffees, Red Bull, underwear. Couple of these I thought was interesting. Bass fishing.
Hey. Everyone has that thing.
I thought it was interesting.
Boy just likes sitting around talking to nobody and
yeah,
with a little piece of string in the water.
And then Eric
hoping
says,
for a tug.
Fish tanks. You can't stop buying fish tanks.
So you just got a house full of fish tanks.
Apparently. And the one he actually put a picture of one on our page, and it's actually pretty. Did a good job.
It's pretty? I mean, is it rectangular and can you see through it?
It's what's inside the fish tank, you dummy.
Wow, that is an amazing fish tank. Is that a 30-gallon? I'll take it. All right, what do you got? What about you personally? You got something good, Melissa? Yeah.
I got a bunch. Well, number one, easy. You guys should know this. My phone.
Oh, yeah.
I would put that number one.
Like that.
I would say gambling, but that's borderline illegal depending on how you look at it.
I mean, listen, I do like to gamble, but the phone is something that legit all day, every day. You know how you get those weekly updates from Apple that tells you how many hours you've been using your phone? I'm embarrassed to tell you what mine is.
I mean, well, what is it?
Let's go back and look at the last one. Okay. 9 hours and 8 minutes of screen time a day.
9 hours and 8 minutes a day?
Yeah. So think about how much time you're actually awake in a day. So I sleep for probably like 5 hours a night, 6 hours maybe. So 24 minutes, so like maybe what, 18 hours? So half of my day is spent on my phone.
Half of your day is spent on your phone.
Yeah.
That is...
Yeah, it's pretty sad, I know.
Yeah.
And I would say besides the phone, I would say probably Diet Coke.
Yeah, that's so random.
I love Diet Cokes. It's to the point where if I'm at a restaurant and they're like, no, sorry, we have Pepsi. I don't want it. I want Diet Coke. Then I'll just get a water.
Gambling her phone. Actually, I'll say phone first because even when she gambles, I'm sure she's on her phone.
Absolutely.
So yeah, her own. Gambling and Diet Coke.
Yes.
That's Melissa's. Leroy, what's yours?
Mine's a little different, and it's not healthy for me, but it is legal. It is the TV show, the series, The First 48.
Okay.
I am addicted to that show. I will watch it over and over again if you don't know what it is.
I only know because you're always talking about it.
Yeah. Man, it's murders and detectives of trying to figure it out within 48 hours. It's real, real murders. And the reason why it's not healthy for me, because while I'm watching it, my anxiety goes through the roof. I become very, I'm looking at everybody strange. I might walk in here the next morning and like, where were you at last night, Romero? Melissa, I don't know. She might have that potential to do something.
But I just keep watching
that show. I am addicted to The First 48.
That's hilarious. It really is. The other day, we were in the office. It was after the show and our boss came in and was talking about how he was binge watching it. And Leroy immediately goes, well, which episode? And then they started going back and forth about it. And it was one of those weird things where, like, I was involved in the conversation just because I was in the room. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't involved in the conversation because, you know, I wasn't saying words. But I didn't want to interrupt them to say goodbye. So I literally stayed. I stayed in the office for an extra 90 minutes just waiting for a way to be able to segue to say goodbye to them. But like when I left, I realized I'm like, I probably could have just grabbed my stuff and walked out and they wouldn't even have noticed. That's how much they were in the conversation. Yeah. For me personally.
I know one for you.
What?
I don't know. Go ahead. Say what you think yours is and then I'll tell you if I agree or not.
I bet you you know what it is. Go ahead. Say it.
Chewing gum.
Yep.
What?
I knew it.
Yo. You never noticed that I always have gum on me. And the weird thing is, Leroy, I don't know why, but I am consistently chewing. I don't even let it get to the point that it gets bad. I just will take it out and pop another piece in. Yeah. If you watch me, it's bad. Like, there are times that I look around and I just see gum wrappers and stuff around me. And I'm like,
not just gum wrappers. You put like actual pieces of your chewed up gum.
Well, yeah, because I put the gum in the wrapper and like fold it up and stuff and just put it to the side. And then I look and I'm like, Jesus, there's so much gum there. Like, I just do it by accident. And the scary thing, I've been like this since high school. In high school, people knew that if they asked me for gum and I said, no, I don't have any, that I was lying. Yeah, my friends would be like, you're lying. Just give me a piece. And I'd be like, no, because it's my last piece. Or if it had like two or three pieces left and there was like an hour left in the day, I knew that I couldn't give away any. I have to ration it.
Is it the taste of the gum or the fixation of you chewing or moving your mouth around that you think you're addicted to?
I think it's the fixation thing. Okay. I don't even
That's what I was thinking because I'm like, okay.
I will chew gum. Yeah, I don't even. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Okay, what's yours? 833-973-0969. Something you're addicted to, but it's legal. Tasha called up. We were talking about things that you're addicted to that are legal.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, you know how people do in the commercials where, like, they do laundry and then they sit there sniffing clothes all day? She loves sniffing clean laundry like a weirdo.
Wow.
What question did you just ask us, Melissa, off air?
Okay. I was just curious about this stuff. I've actually heard of people that enjoy this. Do you like the smell of your own balls? Like, because I've heard of people like putting their hand down their pants and then like smelling it.
Yeah, I don't do it like that. I'll sniff my underwear sometimes when I take them off in the bathroom and
stuff.
Okay,
okay.
Because you got to make sure.
That's where I was going. Okay.
Yeah. You got to make sure your scent is consistent. So, like, if it's just after, you know, like a regular type of day or, you know, it should have a certain smell. If it's after a workout, it should be like, oh, yeah. Okay, that was a good workout. You know, that type of thing. But if you don't want to smell anything, you know.
Funky?
No, because after a workout, it smells rancid. Oh. But you just don't want to smell anything different. You know what I'm saying?
Like out of the ordinary.
Yeah, out of the ordinary. Okay. It needs to be a consistent type of smell. And you start smelling yourself and you're like, all right, that's normal. So let me, what, Leroy, you don't do that?
I don't, but let me scratch a sniff now and see what it smells like.
No.
It's okay. It's okay.
Real quick, we have an anonymous person who messaged us. And it's so funny because I was legit about to read their name. But he said, I want to stay anonymous. This person is addicted to Pokemon Go, and they've spent thousands of dollars traveling around the country to play it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
I would love to talk to them if they weren't.
Yeah. Damn, I was about to say their name again. Yeah. I was going to say, yo, call us.
Hey, Quinn. Quinn.
Hi.
What are you addicted to?
Domino's Cinnamon Twists.
Oh, that's good. Those are good.
That's it?
Delicioso.
Yeah.
That's so specific.
I actually have never had those, but I can picture them being really good.
Oh, my God. I mean, how often do you have them, you know, do you have them daily? Do you have it, you know, every couple of
days? So it's down to the point where I can bring in exact change and the people in there know.
That's an addiction, all right.
Oh, my God.
All right. Hey, Quinn, while we have you on the phone real quick, let me ask you a question. Between Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, which one of us is most likely to lie to somebody just to get something they want?
Ooh, that's easily Ramiro.
Okay.
Can't argue that, huh?
Listen, it all depends on the situation.
I mean,
you gotta have negotiation skills. Now, we gotta talk to David because he's addicted to, he hit us up and he said he was addicted. We were talking about legal things, like what you're addicted to that's, you know, legal. And he said, Pokemon Go. I didn't know that was still a thing. David.
Yes, what's up?
So you're the guy addicted to Pokemon Go?
Yep, unfortunately.
Like,
okay,
you travel to go play the game.
Yep, Chicago, New York, Boston, all over the place.
And how much money overall can you say you've spent doing this?
Over 5,000.
Jesus.
And what do you get out of it besides finding little dinosaurs and stuff like that?
Hey, they're not little dinosaurs.
Yeah, Ramiro, get it right.
No, what do you like? Do you get prizes
stuff? I've played people with like state police officers, judges, lawyers. Like, I play more for the community than the actual game.
What?
Oh, yeah.
What do you do for work?
I'd rather not say.
Because I'm
you
just curious.
Pokemon
because,
Go.
Yeah. No, because I'm always curious. I'm like, you just pack up and how does it work? You look at it and you're like, oh crap, there's a dinosaur in Chicago. I got to go now. Is that how it works? Or you just find.
They do like festivals and meetups all over the country.
Yeah.
Wow.
Where you can get certain that's rare.
I traded
Pokemon for real life money.
And you're still doing this? Because I remember there was a time when Pokemon Go was like a thing and people were going crazy for it. You're still doing this now?
Yep, never played or watched any of the shows. Just got addicted.
Wow. Do you have a girlfriend?
Not anymore. I broke up with her because of the game.
No!
This is bordering. Okay,
oh
so.
Oh, my God.
I mean, we're talking about something that you're addicted to that's legal, but this is bordering on, you know, affecting your life in a major way.
Absolutely.
Just like Melissa's gambling addiction, it's legal, but it's like. You know, she'd probably be better off without it.
It's like he's not working. He said doesn't want to say, yeah. But I feel like he's really not working. He lost his girlfriend. Do you have a house? Do you have a place to live?
Oh, yeah. I have an apartment.
Okay, that's good.
That's good. Do you think you're going to be stopping this anytime? Like, can you acknowledge that it's kind of a problem?
Yeah, I'm currently in the process of giving up.
Good.
Okay.
Now, do they have programs for this? Because there's programs for people addicted to drugs.
Gamblers Anonymous.
And gambling. Yep. And drinking and sex and food. Is there something for Pokemon Go people?
No, I've always wanted to start one, though.
Yeah, you should.
Damn, Dave.
And in the middle of it, just be like, oh, my God, there's a lizard in the park. And just have them all run out and go get it.
Yeah, exactly.
All right,
well,
man,
good luck. Yeah. I hope you're able to, you know, kick the addiction. Because
I don't. David, do what you love.
No.
It doesn't seem to be affecting your life.
No.
Thank you,
Mara.
All right, brother.
I love you guys. Been listening for a long time.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Have a good one. Bye.
Let's go.
Wake up, Boston.
It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up.
In the morning. On Hot 96.9.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.